In Peru tomorrow, all eyes will be on Russia. That's because Peru's national soccer team will be playing Denmark in the first round of the World Cup in Russia. Both teams go into the tournament on a winning streak, but the excitement is a new thing for fans of Peru. It's the first time in 36 years that the country has qualified for the World Cup. And for lifelong Peru fans, folks like Daniel Alarcón, this is the moment. Alarcón was born in Peru. Now he's a New Yorker. He teaches journalism, writes novels, and hosts a Spanish-language podcast, Radio Ambulante. The show's latest episode is called Peru Campeón, or Peru the Champion.
Recuerdo que me sonrojé. Al rato comenzaron a analizarme. Mi conexión emocional con la selección era un efecto secundario de haberme criado en los Estados Unidos. Todos estaban de acuerdo que...
So, Daniel, thanks for joining us. How anxious are you about tomorrow's game, Peru v. Denmark?
Pretty anxious, Marco. Pretty anxious, I gotta say. It's not every day you watch your country play in the World Cup for the first time, you know?
You've said the first World Cup you remember was Mexico, 1986. You would have been 9 years old. Peru had not qualified that year. What memories do you have about watching that tournament with your family?
I remember not knowing what it was and realizing by the, you know, adults around me that I was watching something really special. And then later I've come to understand that this is sort of like one of the ways that we measure the passing of time, you know? Every 4 years there's a World Cup, and every 4 years we pause and take in the spectacle, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful. I remember Maradona, of course. I remember Argentina winning. I remember incredible goals. I remember individual plays and games and these heroes of yours that over the course of a tournament, you know, make mistakes and suddenly you sort of see their humanity, and it was a love affair.
There's one point in the episode where you quote a saying, de todas las cosas no importantes, la más importante es el fútbol, which means of all the unimportant things, soccer is the most important. And let me just say, first of all, how philosophically deep that is, dude. but what does that mean for you?
Well, that's actually a quote from Jorge Valdano, an Argentine coach. And I mean, to me, you know, the things that give us, you know, pleasure and joy and the things that remind us how we are connected to other people, you know, that's what matters. And that's what the World Cup does. You know, this morning my son was Googling Vamos Egypt, like that in kind of this Spanglish, so he could say it in Arabic, so he could cheer on the Egyptian team because he really likes Mo Salah, you know. My son is not Egyptian. My son was just living this moment of rooting for a team that you know he likes a player and making this kind of cultural connection. I don't know, it was just very, very special. And there's a number of moments like that that have happened in my life where I've sort of been forced to think about a country and a people and a place and a culture that I hadn't really stopped to consider. And you see the emotion on the fans' faces and you're like, oh wow, they're just like me. They're, you know, it really is a beautiful spectacle.
For you, you left Peru when you were really young and then moved back for a bit after college. But today, is cheering on the Peruvian national team kind of your way to stay connected to that part of yourself?
Yeah, and I think there's for immigrants like me, and you know, I'm hardly the first person to stumble upon this bit of wisdom, but you know, your country or the country of your birth or the country where your parents are from, it can be a really difficult text to read. You know, you're always seeing it through other people's eyes. You're seeing it on trips that are short, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a week, through the eyes of your parents and other adults who may have their own sort of either rose-tinted glasses or their own sort of, you know, anger at their country that no one's really contextualizing for you. And so the older you get, the more you realize how much you don't understand. And I think it becomes, there's something really special about rooting for the national team because you can do it unambiguously. You know, you can do it without a lot of context. You can do it in a way that expresses a love for a place that is very complicated, but renders it simple. And I think that's a really, really beautiful thing. I think, you know, and you're going to see during the course of this World Cup, many hyphenated Americans rooting for a team, particularly since the U.S. isn't in it, you know, rooting for the team where their parents are from or where they were born or where their ancestors hail from. And I think part of the fervor you're going to see is because of that, you know, is because of that way that it connects us to a place without us having to explain anything.
Well, may the best team win, but really, hey, we're in the right hemisphere. Go Peru. You can hear more about Daniel Alarcón's connection to the Peruvian national team on his podcast, Radio Ambulante. Daniel, thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco. Enjoyed it.